Fantasia Chavers had her heart set on the volleyball court, not the football field. Then came volleyball tryouts and news that she didn't make the team.
I just wanted to quit all sports when they said I did not make the team because I made me do all that work.
That's when her best friend talked Fantasia into becoming a trainer for the JV football team.
I just don't want to be one of those girls that just go to school and come back home. I wouldn't say I feel worthless, but I feel like I'm not doing nothing to better myself.
And better isn't good enough for this 14-year-old. She's in pre-AP English class at Cedar Hill's 9th grade center and describes it as easy. And she's not embarrassed to stand on the sidelines grabbing water bottles for football players or helping wrap an injury. Yet she'd be the first to tell you that easy isn't how she'd describe her life. Losing the man she called dad when she was only 7 was devastating. She was also bullied in elementary school and had to battle low self-esteem.
In my case, my tragedies happen sooner, so my miracles will come later in life. And my tragedies won't be as bad. So my life will get better.
Mom Jamaica Chaver says the death of her first husband was tough, too. He died when his car ran underneath a parked 18-wheeler. He was a drug dealer. Jamaica almost told her 2 daughters that he'd been sent to jail for a very long time. Ultimately, she told him the truth. And in the long run, she says the family might be better off, even Fantasia.
It just took us some time to adapt for him not to be there. But for her, it was her life. But to me and my oldest daughter, we could survive without him. But to her, you know, that's my daddy. They was together 24/7.
These days, Jamaica's a single mom, and Fantasia's biological father is in prison. That's why she and her sister, Jaquela Williams, are so close. Jaquela just started at Fisk University in Tennessee. It's been tough for them.
She was like our backbone. Like, when we were sad, she would make us happy. And if I didn't want to get up and cook, you know, I wouldn't say she's going to go cook, but she'll make sure they order some pizza. That's really her mom. My oldest daughter is her mom because she took care of herself for so many years.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Still, they're sisters, and at Jaquela's going away party, they were barely speaking to each other until the day before because of a spat over a friend. Big sister points out how they're so different.
She's quiet, I'm loud, she's shy, I'm outgoing, and she hold a lot in, I put a lot out.
And that means good old-fashioned sibling rivalry. By the time Fantasia graduates, she says,
people can see I done did more and had a lot. I have opportunities. Even though she had an opportunity because she was really smart, I want to have, like, more. Colleges just, like, want me.
Still, she misses her sister.
I ain't even gonna lie, I cried. Because it's like, why are you so far away? Why couldn't you go to school in Texas? Would it be so much easier?
Fantasia's taking big steps on her journey this fall. As a freshman at Cedar Hill, as a trainer on the football sidelines, and maybe later this year, as a basketball player. Stella Chavez, KERA News.